Let's bring in our next guest of the hour for more on the markets. Jeff Schulze is investment strategist at ClearBridge Investments. Jeff, thanks for joining us this Friday afternoon. I want to first start off with the acceleration to the downside we're seeing across stocks this afternoon. This latest drop coming amid news that the U.S. officials think Russia could take military action inside Ukraine as soon as next week. How big of an equity market threat is the current situation with Russia and Ukraine right now?
Well, if Russia does invade the Ukraine, it's certainly not the bottom of the market. You're going to see a continuation of this sell-off over the next couple of weeks. Certainly going to see the leadership that's persisting today with energy leading and then more defensive leadership underneath the surface with some strength coming out of utilities and staples. But ultimately, I think that this is just a momentary sell-off for the market, at least from this vantage point. But what I think is interesting from this particular sell-off today is this is the sell-off that you have been seeing since the post-GFC era, where 10-year treasuries go down, you see defensive leadership, and that is not the environment that we've seen over the course of this correction since the beginning of the year, with 10-year treasuries rising, cyclicals outperforming defensives, and energies at the top of the leadership board on both of these sell-offs. But this could be a period of maybe a greater risk-off environment if that does come to fruition. But again, there's a lot to be told on that story over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, certainly, Jeff, and particularly what we had seen with some of the other sell-offs over the course of early in 2022 thus far. There had been an entry point that many investors were charting for themselves to get in at some of the discounted price. Do you imagine that will be a similar story here now, or is there something different at play?
I'm not sure that we're through the sell-off quite yet. Usually during midterm election years, you have a greater correction than the other 3 years of the presidential cycle, with an average drawdown or correction of 19%. We got to 9.8% in January, and out of the last 21 midterm elections, 17 of those years actually saw a greater correction. So I don't think we're necessarily through this sell-off. I think we are going to have a lot of volatility as we work through the next couple of quarters. And the biggest driver of ultimately where the market bottoms, in my opinion, is how much more hawkishness is going to be priced into the markets. Back in September of 2021, there's a half a rate hike total price for this year. And so right now we have about 6.5 rate hikes priced. So you've seen 150 basis points priced in a short period of time. And I think this is really the primary driver of why the market's having indigestion at this moment. And it's not clear whether or not we're done with pricing in hikes for this year.
I also, sticking with the geopolitical topic and the tensions therein, do want to bring up a headline crossing from Reuters, which is that the Biden administration has made a decision to send 3,000 additional troops from the 82 airborne to Poland in the coming days. I'm wondering, how headline sensitive do you think the market is right now to headlines like these and developments on the Russia-Ukraine front?
Very sensitive. Obviously, investors are shell-shocked from a very aggressive January and February. So I think people are selling first and asking questions later. So if this does continue to escalate, I do see some more near-term downness in the markets and some more selling pressure as we move through the next couple of weeks. But let's not forget, at this point in a market cycle, usually in the third year, you usually see multiple compression, usually still see real rates rise, and multiples are around 20 times forward PEs. History would suggest that we still have a little bit of steam to come out of this balloon from a multiple perspective. So I think markets are pretty sensitive right now. And if this does escalate, there's probably some better buying opportunity as we make our way through the next couple of weeks.
As of right now, escalation looks like, from what we've heard, at least from the White House, sanctions. It also looks like even more of the talks among countries, especially allies, and particularly what should we expect in the market reaction in that instance as well?
Well, you're going to have a disproportionate effect over in Europe and the UK because they are quite reliant on the energy supplies that are coming from Russia. If you do see a cutting off of those supplies, that could throw those two economies into a recession. Obviously, is going to have some implications for global growth, which I think will disproportionately affect the S&P 500 versus your Russell 2000 companies, which are a little bit more insulated, a little bit more geared towards U.S. growth. And if you look at leadership today, the S&P 500 is down more than the Russell 2000. So if that does come to fruition, I think you want to be in more heavily weighted towards small caps. I think you still want to have that energy overweight, but you also want to have that defensive tilt to utilities and staples, which is exactly the leadership that you're seeing today.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Jeff Schulze is investment strategist at ClearBridge Investments, and we thank you again so much for your insight.